Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Ryan Singer plus Tom's bed is too high and HOAs. It's coming up right after this.
Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wieso Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
Station. Bob and Tom Television presents.
This place looks deserted. I think we're safe. It was even a little food in the cabinet. We'll rest here tonight.
Mark, I'm so scared. Did you hear that? No, let's get out of here.
It's just outside the door. Oh. And that's the only way out.
The world premiere of a terrifying new zombie series.
We have to make a run for it.
Mark, no! Don't open that door!
Just stay right behind me. Here we go.
What? Oh my God! It's horrible!
It's The Hawking Dead. Stephen Hawking stars in The Hawking Dead. He has the most brilliant brain in the world. But now, he wants to eat yours. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Somewhat of a mess.
Fair enough. I've been called worse.
But it's always a mess at this time. Yes. Tom, go ahead.
Well, I was asking a question. I'll have to set this up. I'll be as quick as I can. We were on vacation last week.
Yes.
And we were talking about the fact that the bed at this... We rented this kind of like condo thing. And the bedroom that Kelly and I were in, the bed was too high.
Mm-hmm.
And it struck me that to get onto the bed, you had to kind of do the Fosbury flop, of course, which is the famous high jump move developed by Dick Fosbury.
All right. Which won me a trivia contest the other day, by the way. Thank you very much.
You're
I
welcome.
Never would have known that.
I mean, Dick Fosbury, who died last year, a revolution in a sporting event. How many people can say they... Oh, sure.
Simone Biles.
Michael, what's his name? The swimmer.
Phelps.
Douglas. Yeah. Great. Yeah, Michael Douglas, of course.
An amazing actor.
Yes, but he didn't invent his own stroke.
Yeah, but Simone Biles has invented her own vault.
Yeah, there you go. And she's a genius
really
in sports.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She's great. But my point is the bed, why was this bed so high? And then
the things you latch onto.
I know.
It was just weird to me.
To and you.
So I decided I would research this.
Okay. Oh, good. And drag us into it. Go ahead.
Now, I was thinking, why would an olden day, because you said
olden days,
olden
they
days
did.
And why? So I'm thinking, why? Between 3000 and 1000 BC, ancient Egyptians invented the first raised bed with legs at the time shaped like animals' feet. They were made of woods. The beds kept the sleeper off the ground to prevent...
Bugs,
rodents,
snakes,
and other creepy crawlers getting into the bed.
Now that's not an explanation for the super tall bed. That's just took the mattress from the floor and raised it a bit.
But if you're familiar with rats, they could probably get up anything.
Yeah, they can get in your bed, no matter how tall it is.
Victorian beds, because that's the era that I was talking about.
Yes.
The Victorian beds, they had the stairs and they were way off the
Queen
ground.
Queen Victoria!
It was a status and symbolism. Furniture often was used as a status symbol. A high bed frame could signify wealth and social status. Warmth. Bedrooms in the Victorian era were often cold, especially in large drafty houses. A higher bed would be further away from cold floors, helping to keep the sleeper warm at night. And as you mentioned, the health and hygiene, because rodents couldn't get in your bed.
All right.
So that the woman that you were seeing, Josh, we discussed earlier, what was the term you used? The woman you were violating?
That's not the term I used.
No, it wasn't.
It's the term I thought, and you, before I could say it, you did.
She had the mattress on the floor.
Right. I have no doubt there were rats in her apartment.
Oh,
no
really?
Doubt. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, that would just totally freak me out.
I mean, I never saw one.
I would have to leave or sleep standing up.
Oh, it was an apartment in Chicago. Of course it had
rats. Oh, there
were
more rats than people.
Wait a minute. Not all the apartments in Chicago have rats, do they?
I think, from what I read, 98%.
Yeah. Coming from the river.
Yikes. I've seen them in the sidewalks, that's for sure. Yikes.
I've honestly never seen a rat on the Chicago sidewalk.
Oh, I have.
I'm walking here.
So, yeah, in the South Loop, it was terrible.
So, Ryan, at present, your stuff, if you will, is in a like a closet in an apartment you're renting with some friends.
But yeah.
You can't move in for a while.
Now I'm worried about it being on the ground for the rats.
But your mattress really is on the ground.
Well, I don't have a mattress.
Oh wow.
Because there is a mattress on the ground. Actually, okay, I don't own the mattress. There's a mattress that was a leave behind.
No, don't do that. No,
you'll be fine.
But it was a lady.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So, right. so does it look like a Japanese flag?
I don't know what that means.
No, it doesn't. It means the big red stain. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you got to spell it out. And by spell it out, I mean, give me the visual description exactly.
Yeah.
So, is it legal to use someone else's mattress? In some states, it's not legal to resell a mattress.
Wait. Well, there was no money exchanged.
Okay.
I have left behind many a mattress, though. Really? But because I get the mattress protectors.
Yeah.
You know, buy a mattress, the first thing you do, you put a protector on there.
Sure,
right?
Sure, I agree.
I mean, it doesn't let the mattress breathe.
You don't know what a mattress...
Yeah, the plastic thing.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's the equivalent of like telling someone like, "I'm doing this to protect you." You know, like,
doesn't it make a sound then when it
makes a little bit of a noise?
But they've gotten good.
Really good. Yeah,
they've gotten good. They're
not the plastic sheets of old.
Yeah.
Like my friend Steve Kravitz's mom, furniture was always covered in plastic.
Not like that.
That was so.
But I wet the bed when I was a kid, and we had plastic sheets. And me getting into bed was like I was getting into a newspaper nest.
Like you were working the tarp during a rain delay at the Ball Stadium.
It sounded like an NBA game. Okay, so when you go back to this place and move in, it'll be mattress on the floor.
Well, I'm going to be buying a bed. So I'm going to buy the bed online and then have it delivered. So it'll be there when I get there.
Oh, perfect.
And I'll probably get a small bed frame.
Yeah, get one of those little platform bed frames.
Yeah, one of those little platforms.
So would it be a single bed or a double bed or a king size?
Well, the room's kind of small, so I'm probably going to have to get a full size bed. I like the queen size bed at least, but I'll probably have to get a full size. Just for space. Okay. But
that way, if you have a guest over, there'll be room.
Have you ever ordered the mattress in the box?
Of course not.
Oh, they're so fun.
For college kids?
Oh, you know those muffins that come in the can? And then crack them open and that's like when you open the mattress. Yeah, it expands. It's really, you can't lay on it until it expands.
Right, you have to wait a couple of days. Right.
It's like those dinosaurs you put in the
No, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, they come in a giant egg.
You don't have to put them in water.
This is actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Dino bed?
Better than an egg.
Yes, it was an instant water bed that looks like a dinosaur.
Foam.
No, I bought one for my kid when she went to college, and you just have it shipped in a box, and it shows up in her room, and so you don't have to haul a mattress up the stairs.
Okay, but then those go right on the floor.
They go wherever you want them. Really.
Now, because the big controversy now at the Olympics are the cardboard beds.
But they have like a topper on them.
I believe they have three different options for firmness at the Olympic beds.
Oh, they do.
And the whole idea is, can't they be? They can turn them into kitty litter or something when the Olympics are over. There's some green crap. And you were saying that the Olympic athletes are upset because they have so much vegan food they can't get the protein they need.
Yes, the menu is 60% vegan, and most athletes need the protein, obviously, for optimum, you know,
performance.
Thank you. That's what I was
dietary.
To yeah.
So they're all leaving, going to the McDonald's. And
well, they were scrambling to find meat and eggs after like 3 days because they were eating so much. But
oh, okay, yeah. Interesting. Well, but let's get back to the news desk with Christy Lee. That's no ordinary news desk. That's the SILAC news desk starring Christy Lee.
Hey, members of a Colorado HOA called law enforcement officers to try and shut down a kid's lemonade stand.
Ugh.
What's the world coming
good
to?
Good. Damn kids.
Is that right?
The Summit County Sheriff's Office said they were contacted by members of the Wilderness Homeowners Association.
Homeowners say what?
Who complained about children.
No, it's not the president of the HOA. It's the HOA hole.
What you
call the head of the...
Children running an illegal lemonade stand that was blocking a road. Responding deputies found that the children were not blocking the roadway, but advised they move back a few feet for their safety.
For God's sake.
When the caller came out and started yelling at the children, claiming they were on private property, deputies determined that since the property was shared HOA property and because the children's parents are part of the HOA, they had a right to be there. Boy, this person...
Yeah, what a dick.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be getting lemons through their window.
Yeah.
I'm glad your shutters are the right shade of beige as I heave lemon Whoa. Through your window.
They're kids, man. You
know, that was one of my things. I had to move in a neighborhood that did not have an HOA. And thankfully I did. Mm-hmm. And there's not an HOA officially, but you can give money. There's somebody who collects money to do things.
Well, you know what happens if you don't...
How much money have you given?
Not $1.
HOA, you have anarchy.
They're lucky to have me in their neighborhood.
That's right.
I bring a certain amount.
They should bring you money.
Yeah. You're telling me a house hasn't sold where the realtor went, you know, Josh Arnold lives in that house. I promise you that's happened.
Wow. Well, what? I have a question. Has anybody ever set up some kids and they're selling Mike's Hard Lemonade?
the road? That would be illegal.
Hey, mister, it's $20. $20. I'll put it in a cup. You can take it away.
I mean, you just have to have the code word, right? It's like when you show up at a place and you hand them like a hard-boiled egg and say, the chicken's in Xanadu. And they're like, oh, okay, that's the code word, right? And then you get the good stuff.
That's right.
This is actually a really good idea. I need to have a kid.
Yeah,
so I can have a kid running a bootleg
Prohibition lemon.
Do you think there's a lemonade stand where the kids allow you to use Apple Pay?
I hope.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
That's oh, there's got
to
be.
Because who has that's cash funny. Anymore?
Nobody.
It's hard to, like, I feel bad because I'll drive by and I've got this thing where I always try to stop and buy them, but I don't have a lot of cash anymore. I don't have it laying in my car or anything.
Yeah, ideally you could Venmo or something.
Yeah. Hey, kids, do you
Although
Venmo?
There's something so joyful. If you're ever in a position to pay more than what the kid is asking for.
Oh, I always
for,
do.
That
yes.
is, they just brighten up so much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get used to that, and then they're set up for disappointment the rest of their life.
True.
I mean, like, what you're doing is creating a very problematic pattern.
Now we're getting into the evils of socialism, but...
Yeah, sure.
I think all of our hearts are in the right place.
Oh, right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, my first day at the grocery store, I'm working there, and like, hey, listen, these lemons are going to cost you $4. You're not going to just give me a 10 and walk away happy? What the hell's wrong with you?
Authorities seized over 1,000 marijuana plants during a traffic stop in the city of... Weed, California.
Talk about on the nose.
Yeah, a deputy spotted a white Mercedes transit van on I-5. It was continuously swerving. And when the driver was finally pulled over, deputies searched the vehicle, discovered 1,021 rooted marijuana plants in the rear compartment of the van.
Unfortunately, he's been sent to the prison in Sodomy, California.
Yeah.
That's a rough place.
You get busted weed, you end up in Sodomy.
Not on the nose, but on the ass.
The 53-year-old driver was arrested on several charges, including illegal transportation and possession of marijuana. I thought it was legal in California.
I'm sure there are
but
some
I think
numbers.
It's a quantity
issue.
It's a quantity situation.
There's all kinds of impossible licensing to make it impossible for the average person to do it without having a semen stain from the governor. And
those are, depending on the state, those can be tough to get.
Yeah, completely ridiculous. Yeah, but, well.
In Japan, authorities are cracking down on the use of rideable electric suitcases.
They're so cool.
According to
they're silly, aren't they?
They're stupid. And they're useless. Why do you think they're cool?
I've never seen this.
Walk.
They
you
are silly.
Seen these?
It's like a
I've seen yeah.
It's like a magic suitcase?
Yeah. Yes. According to the Kyoto News Agency, two major Japanese airports have already asked travelers not to ride motorized suitcases within their facilities.
They barely go faster than walking.
Yeah. I know. It doesn't seem...
It's hilarious. We had a story a couple weeks ago. They literally pulled a guy over at some airport in Japan.
Police are also urging domestic retailers to warn customers of the strict laws concerning their use. Japan currently classifies the electric suitcases as, quote, motorized vehicles that can be ridden on roads only with the required safety equipment and a driving license.
Hmm. Well, ma'am, we pulled you over. Your panties are blocking your license plate. let me see.
Why don't you pack better?
Huh? Let me see your registration. We could do the baggage claim 500. Get a few of these things. We had for a while the motorized coolers. Have you seen these?
No.
Yeah, same deal.
Ride on
Why
them.
Am I so baffled by the idea you can just put wheels that move on anything?
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, but not the wheels that move. Wheels that move with a motor.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, we had a couple of those.
Yeah.
On a cooler.
I thought you guys took them and the kids rode them.
Oh, yeah, the boys destroyed them riding around the neighborhood. It was cool.
I need one of those. I want one.
Yeah, I hear Toyota's coming out tomorrow. They're coming out with a hybrid.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. You got to mix oil with the gas. Pain in the ass. But I hear Honda's coming out with one that just takes regular gas. But yeah, they're advancing. The Japanese are way ahead of us in the world of motorized suitcases.
Who knew?
Yeah. See, it might be difficult getting the one that takes real gasoline into the overhead. I can see that as being a problem. Oh, man, there's gasoline dripping on the lady.
Oh, this, my duffel bag's got a Hemi in it. Those are so cool. I'm seeing the video for the first time. It's like a scooter you can put your stuff in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, when we were in the 50s thinking about the future, I doubt if anybody had on their roster, you know, I mean, of course they had. Obviously, you're going to have stuff where you can fly. Flying cars.
Jetpacks.
Mm-hmm. Pretty low on the list. A drivable suitcase.
Yeah. I mean, it's so low on the list in the 50s that now we're even going, no.
No.
Yeah.
We're still scoffing at it.
Yeah,
way ahead.
But again, wheels on suitcases, I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say thank you to that. And by the way, if you're an inventor, please invent a ski boot bag with wheels. Thank you. It's a free idea. Get it
they
done.
They have them for golf bags. Why wouldn't they have them for ski bags?
Yes. They have them for skis.
Yeah, certainly.
For the boots.
Ski boot bag with wheels.
So, I'm talking to you.
By the way, can we make a more potable wine for the list?
I'm talking to people who matter.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Who? Do you ski, Ryan?
You're only talking to Upper Arlington.
No, I don't ski. I have tried skiing a few different times. I'm not a cold weather sport guy. Like I could never stop, so I would always just have to fall on my butt every time to stop.
Do you water ski?
Now I could try that because it's warm.
Mm.
But no, I don't. I'm not much of a skier. I don't know. My feet are slippery enough. Like, I can't even get into a bathtub. I feel like a baby horse was just born. Is this what happens when you get older? Are my feet made of bars of soap?
That's how people fall in tubs.
I used to scoff and be like, these old people falling in tubs.
Yeah.
Get your act together.
Right.
And now I'm like 48 and I'm like, careful now.
Yes.
Get OSHA in here.
Are my feet made out of soap? I didn't think I'd hear that today.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.